This is Edwin O'Shea. We're going to discuss a snippet from section 2.2 and section 3.6 as well. The grand theme of this section being local linearity. Okay, so going to section 2.2, going especially to question 21. The question reads, suppose that you know that the derivative of f of x equals square root of x is equal to f prime of x, which is 1 over twice the square root of x. Now, of course, you already know that because of our use of the power rule. Now it says, using this fact, local linearity, right? And now, read it through the question carefully, but notice what the hint is saying. So, here's my suggestion, right, to understanding the hint. It's saying, draw the graph of the square root of x, and draw the tangent line at x equal to 4, namely at the point 4, comma, square root of 4, or in other words, it's 4, comma, 2. Draw that tangent line, and notice that the height of the tangent line when x is equal to 4.1 is very close to the height of the function square root of x when x is equal to 4.1. So in other words, what you can do is that you can approximate the value of the square root of 4.1 by looking at the y value of the tangent line at the value x equal to 4.1. Now you'll see on the exercises posted on the website as well, you'll see some questions there too related to this section. So the next one is saying approximate the square root of 2 using local linearity close to x equal to 1.5. In other words, draw the graph of the square root of x, look at the tangent line at the point 1.5, and then use that and ask yourself, what's the y value? Sorry, if the y value of that tangent line is 2, find the x value of that tangent line. Next, you have the square root of 9.1. Again, draw the tangent line at in the question, I currently have it close to x equal to 3, but I really mean close to x equal to 9. My apologies about that. Right. In the next section as well, you know what? Just give me a moment and I'm going to change those entries in the exercises. I've just realized an error. Okay. So I'm just going to pause here for a second and I'll come right back on. My apologies, I'm back again. I just updated that file. So going back again now to the website, it should be updated in the way that I wanted it to be updated. Let's look at the first question. It's asking for the square root of 9.1 using local linearity close to x equal to 9. There you want to use the square root function and draw the tangent line at x equal to 9. Tell me something, give me an approximation. Using that tangent line, give me an approximation to the square root of 9.1. Similarly, for the next question, cube root of 9 and 10, using x equal to 8, you know the cubed root of 8 is already 2. And the other questions are very similar as well. Okay, moving now to section 3.6. Seems like a jump. Section 3.6 is on L'Hôpital's rule. And what L'Hôpital's rule is another technique for computing a limit when the original limit is of the form 0 over 0 or infinity over infinity. Now, there's a geometric motivation here in the text. Do you know, for now, I'm just going to tell you, skip that geometric motivation. And I think that there is a nicer argument to be made, and I'll make that in class. So in section 3.6, skip that first little subsection headed geometric motivation for L'Hôpital's rule. And I just want you to jump to the second subsection, L'Hôpital's rule for indeterminate forms, and just trying to understand this statement, right? So looking at theorem 3.14, it's really saying that if your limit is of a 0 over 0 or infinity form, then the limit of f of x over g of x as x approaches c, that you can just take the limit of the derivative of f of x divided by the derivative of g of x as x approaches c. As long as those limits, of course, exist and that they're finite. There's an attempt here at a proof, but we will prove this in a different way in class. So don't worry about it for now. Look next at using logarithms, right, to find for the indeterminate forms, you know, as listed, 0 to the 0, 1 to the infinity, infinity to the 0. And we'll talk more about those examples in class. So example 1, the first thing example 1 asks is to check to make sure L'Hôpital's rule applies. Remember that condition that it must be 0 over 0 or infinity over infinity? Well, it must apply to these cases. Then example 2 is applying L'Hôpital's rule. Example 3 is showing you how to rewrite things so that L'Hôpital's rule applies. And example 4 is using logarithms to calculate various limits. Basically, what the logarithm use is doing is that it's saying that the logarithm of a limit is the limit of the logarithm. So if life is made easier, just like in example A, if life is made easier by taking a natural log, then you could take the limit of the natural log, resolve it, and then take the natural log of the this limit that you computed. Okay, enjoy the reading, folks. See you in class.